Today, a judge in McAlester, Oklahoma, rejected a motion by defense lawyers to end the trial of Terry Nichols on 161 murder charges. Nichols is already serving a life sentence in federal prison for his role in the 1995 bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City. Today's ruling from Judge Steve Taylor means Nichols' trial on state charges will continue.
NPR's Wade Goodwin has been following the case. Wade, what were the grounds for the Nichols team to try to get this case dismissed?
The grounds were that the prosecutors had not turned over to the Nichols defense team evidence that suggested that there were other people with Timothy McVeigh the day he blew up the federal building. Since this is a conspiracy trial, whether there were other people who may have been helping McVeigh reflects on whether Nichols might have played a much more minor role. So a little over a month ago, the defense team uncovered a Secret Service memo. It was written soon after the bombing by a Secret Service agent who was assigned to the FBI command post in Oklahoma City. It was his job to gather up everything he heard there and report it all back to his superiors in Washington. This agent's name was Ed McNally, and he wrote in one of his reports that there was a witness who saw McVeigh with other people that morning in front of the federal building, and one of them was a woman. McNally said that the testimony from this witness, whose name was Grossman, confirmed what this security video showed, namely that the truck pulled up in front of the building and then pulled into the driveway when a woman waved them in. McNally uses the word suspects in the memo twice, and he says that 3 minutes and 6 seconds after the suspects got out of the truck blew up. It was that kind of specific detail that got everyone's attention, and as you can imagine, the possibility that there was a video which showed the truck just before it blew up was stunning.
And where was that video supposed to have come from?
Well, McNally referred to it as a security video, like from a camera on one of the downtown buildings that were around the federal building. Now, there was one security video that was from an apartment building. This video showed the Ryder rental truck pass by the building, but you couldn't see the driver in the video. But the notion that there might be another video where the crime was actually caught on tape was not far-fetched.
And has this video, this reported video, been found?
No, it hasn't. The government said there was no video. The defense cried foul and filed this motion to dismiss the case. That's another dynamic that has been present from the beginning of these trials in Denver. The government keeps finding evidence it should have turned over. And in this trial in McAlester, Judge Taylor got so fed up that he warned prosecutors that if the defense came up with any more evidence that they should have turned over, he was dismissing the case. So this motion was a big deal, but the government pulled it out. The FBI said there was no video. And when they put the Secret Service agent, Ed McNally, on the stand, he said he could not remember why he had written what he had in that memo, that he never actually saw any video, and that was the end of that.
So the trial of Terry Nichols goes on. What happens next?
Well, today McVeigh's best friend was on the stand testifying for the prosecution. But Melissa, you know, the idea that there were others with McVeigh in Oklahoma City that day is far from over. There are a dozen witnesses who saw McVeigh in Oklahoma City that morning. The government has never put a single one of these witnesses on the stand to testify. But the defense is going to call these witnesses when it's their turn in about 4 weeks.
Okay, Wade, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Wade Goodwin, who's covering the state trial of Terry Nichols for murder in the 1995 bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City.